his address to the students of the Aligarh College of Engineering and Technology at the Cookswaminarayudu Hostel on 15th February 1957. This visit, as it turned out later, was the last visit of his to the campus. Therefore, the words he uttered on this occasion have, in retrospect, assumed a melancholy overtone, too poignant for words.
Just telling you, right throughout my life, it has never been my habit to take things lying down. I have always stood up to my rights, fought for them, and pleaded for them. But it has now become the will of God that I should be confined to bed, lying down for the last 8 months, and God knows for how many months more. Friend, I am deeply overwhelmed with the elaborate arrangements that you have made, and what is more, with the great enthusiasm that you have shown in asking me to be present at least for a few minutes just before leaving for Madras. As I first start speaking to you, I must first tender my heartfelt thanks naturally to Providence, but later, immediately after, to the instrument of the Providence, that is, to my doctors who have been unremittingly attending on me through day and night, through thick and thin, irrespective and despite the great hardship I have been causing them by making such undue demands on them. I am most grateful to them, and I wish to publicly, in the presence of my fellow students, acknowledge the great debt that I owe to them and the great kindness that I have received from them, and that I will continue to receive from them for the rest of my life. Friends, it was Tennyson who sang, "My strength is a strength of 10 because my heart is pure." I may, for a moment, make a little amendment even to the great Tennyson's lines and tell you that my happiness, despite my physical pain and unhappiness, my happiness is boundless, limitless, because my happiness does not consist naturally of my own happiness, but my happiness consists in the happiness of the thousands of souls, young and old, boy and girl, that reach in our vast educational campus. Friends, it is that thought that has been keeping me alive even during these terrible months, 7 or 8 months, and during the course of this foul disease to which I have fallen a victim. Friends, I do not propose to talk to you anymore, except to tell you that any individual credit that you take, or the happiness that comes to either of you, any one of you, individually or collectively, I consider it as my own happiness, whether I know you individually or not. I think of this campus as one indivisible unit, both of staff and students, and I take such unmixed happiness from their own happiness, and it is that keeps me alive, as I just told you a little earlier. Friends, through you all, I wish to convey both to you and also the other students of the campus, naturally who are not here, my sincere good wishes for your personal happiness, not merely during the tenure of the few years that you will be studying in this campus, but what is more, for the rest of your life in the wider amphitheater, you will be playing your part later after you leave the college campus. God bless you is my sincere prayer, and I hope, God willing, if it is God's will, I will come back and see you. Or any event, I pray to God that everything be well with you and everyone of you be all right. Thank you.